It's time now for the best of ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Hi, Marcia.
Good morning, Veronica.
Good to see you here.
I didn't tell you this, I saw a rainbow this morning on the west end of Cook County.
Thanks to that blowing drizzle.
Yeah. So there's good things happening outside.
Oh, good.
Today I want to talk about a different kind of reflection, a little more deep, abstract kind of reflection that I call mything. And let me just share a story. So about a year ago, I journal every morning, but a lot of times I journal junk, like what I got to do that day, or, you know, is it raining? And I thought, you know, I want to take my journaling to a deeper level. So I thought I'll write a myth a day, which is a sort of a once upon a time symbolic story, basically inviting in both hemispheres of my brain to reflect, as opposed to just the linguistic side, right? So I started writing these little stories every day, and a lot of them were junk, which, you know, is what happens, which is you got to get used to that. And what I noticed was there was a pattern in my stories about blocked movement. So, for example, I wrote a story about a rock that longed to journey. And the rock, you know, asked the river, could you take me somewhere? It asked the wind, could it take me somewhere? And the wind, when it stopped laughing, said, you know, get real, understand your nature, rock. Or I had another myth about a giant in the path. So I'm looking at these stories, and I'm thinking, look at this pattern here. I've got a pattern about blocked movement. Wonder what that is about. So that took my reflection to a whole another level. And it's interesting. See, Eric Fromm, a well-known psychologist, said, both dreams and myths are important communications from ourselves to ourselves. If we do not understand the language in which they are written, we miss a great deal of what we know and tell ourselves in these hours when we are not busy being manipulated by the outside world. So it really is, and that's been my experience too. I got introduced to this decades ago, when I was in a program, a leadership program, and they said, well, we're going to write a myth. Oh, yeah, sure, everyone's saying. There are engineers in the group. There are people that are very linear, people like me that don't think of themselves as writers. But we did a little preparatory work, and this is for anybody out there that wants to try this. Get centered, do something. Whether it's a walk in the woods, meditate, you know, do something to kind of get quiet. Be prepared for whatever, junk, it doesn't matter. You can't do it wrong. And then you might prime yourself by like collaging, ripping stuff out of magazines and making a collage, or walking around the house and see if any objects are particularly attractive to you. I know this sounds weird, but it's really kind of fun. You walk around and say, is there anything that wants to, that it's catching my attention, like a wooden spoon or the worn out couch or the dog bowl, you know? And then play. Maybe have that dog bowl start with once upon a time there was a dog bowl, or once upon a time there was a wooden spoon, and just play. Just keep the pen moving. I'm not guaranteeing you'll have, you know, brilliance here, but you do it enough and you play enough and you let go of that inner critic who's always like, what are you doing? There's laundry to be done here. You know, that all that little voice in your head, just calm down, be there and play. For many, many, many folks that I know, when they get to that place where they start writing, they'll often write a once upon a time, and they'll start writing, and it touches them deeply. You feel it. You know, you feel it in your body. You know, when you something's really true, you feel it in your body. Well, it's doable for all of us. And one last tip on that. So, you know, you get centered, you play, you might find something to stimulate your thinking. The third thing to know, share it judiciously. You might be pretty excited, but this is a pretty vulnerable or deep work. So share it with really people who've earned your trust, not, you know, don't go to the neighborhood gathering saying, hey, let me read you my myth. Be a little bit more cautious, because it is a really precious opportunity to reflect. So for me, so I'm looking at all these stories and I'm thinking, blocked movement, what is that about? And then I thought, well, you know, maybe I need some deeper work. Maybe I need to do some deeper work myself. So long story, I looked at lots of options. I signed up for something called Deep Coaching, which is an advanced coaching program. And I've been doing that all year, doing, you know, writing papers, blah, 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 doing all the schoolwork. And it's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal program. But that's the moral, but the end of the story is this. I've been writing some myths again, just, you know, play, reflection, not really thinking about it. And I just looked back at the myths, and they are about movement. And I'm just like, wow, this stuff really can work. So instead of just always reflecting in your head, instead of always just trying to figure stuff out, just allow yourself to play a little bit and see what that has to teach you.